Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. MR, Number 313. Work Among the Jews. Israel trusted in the Ark of God and worshipped it instead of the God which the Ark represented. And the Lord removed from his people the symbol of his presence, the assurance to them of the presence and power of God. Then the Jewish nation no longer stood as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. They had forgotten their God and were scattered into all parts of the world. Those who were loyal and steadfast and true in obedience to his commandments, the Lord favored. He manifested himself to them in order to keep up the light of his presence, the beams of the Sun of Righteousness. In the absence of the ceremonial ordinances, the outward display and glory of God was removed from the Jewish nation for such a time as God determined. But the inner glory of representative men was to shine forth. Even in the land of their captivity was the Lord God revealed. For all who were faithful, wherever they were, the way was left open to approach God through prayer and supplication and heavenly communion. We have yet to learn that the whole Jewish economy is a compacted prophecy of the gospel. It is the gospel in figures, for from the pillar of cloud, Christ himself presented the duty of man to his fellow man. In Christ's words to his appointed agencies, both in the Old Testament and in the New, the Christian virtues are plainly brought out. Christ scattered the precious grains of truth through all his teaching. All will find them to be as precious pearls, rich in value, if they will practice the principles plainly laid down. The Old Testament is the ground where practical godliness was first sown. This was represented in Christ's words to his disciples. Christ had many truths to give to his disciples, of which he could not speak, because they did not advance with the light that was flashed upon the Levitical laws and the sacrificial offerings. They did not embrace the light, advance with the light, and follow on to still greater brightness as providence should lead the way. Concerning the work in behalf of the Jewish people being done by Brother Gilbert, I am instructed to say, give him all the encouragement that is possible. Do not bind about his work by many forbiddings. Help him, so that through his efforts and the efforts of his fellow laborers, many of the seed of Israel may be grafted to the true stock, Christ Jesus. The Lord will work through men of different nationalities to do a work for their fellow countrymen. To Brother Gilbert, I would say, you must be guarded. Do not tax your powers so severely. Hitherto the Lord has been with you, and he will continue to bless your efforts, and will lead others to unite with you in your work. But you are in danger from more sources than one. Your enemies will be incensed against you, because this truth is being carried to the Jews. My brother, the Jewish people are not the only ones who are being helped by your work. Our own people need the example thus set before them. I bid you be of good courage. In your labors, do not wait for some great and wonderful opening, but seize the opportunities as they come. The power of truth will be vindicated as the servants of God make faithful use of the opportunities that present themselves for labor. We are close to the time spoken of by Daniel the prophet. At that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince that standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. But at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 3. The Lord is about to do a short and effectual work in the earth. I am instructed to refer our workers to the 10th chapter of Acts. Read this chapter and pray over it. When you have your understanding opened and realize what this instruction means to you, you will begin earnestly to work for the souls in your home field. Unless our people arouse to their duties for missions at home, they will be found wanting in the day of God. Acts 10, verse 1 to 35, quoted. I present to you this experience in which the Lord wrought for one who feared his name. We can learn from this study a lesson of the way in which God works on human minds. I, with my husband, who now sleeps in Jesus, have passed through similar scenes. We have seen the arm of God break the power of oppression and tyranny, and dispel from minds the dark clouds of ignorance and superstition. We can see that a much more decided work is being done in our cities than in the past. We are to preach the gospel to the Jews as well as to the Gentiles. The glorious message of the power of God unto salvation is to be made known to all men. We are to bring far more simplicity and Bible goodness into our work for the Lord. There is to be no erecting of barriers, no depending on human agencies for wisdom. Our work is to be given as freely to the Jews as to the Gentiles. Preach the gospel is the word given of God. Preach the gospel, not in high-flown language, but in simplicity. This blessed gospel of our Lord is the only message that is unto eternal life. I have been shown that there are heathen in our own country who must be instructed as though they were little children. Our lamps must be constantly trimmed and burning. Schools must be established where the ignorant can be instructed in simple ways. The gospel must be preached by teachers who reveal their kindness of heart in loving deeds. Just as soon as a worker departs from the simplicity of the truth, the Lord ceases to use him and works through those who are meek and lowly in heart. He who is the light and life of the gospel was made flesh and dwelt among us. A sympathizer with humanity, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, and went about through all the cities of the land doing good to men. All our works are to be wrought in Christ. By becoming partakers of his nature, his followers are to work his works. The ministry of Christ for men was the interpretation of his great commission to the disciples: Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. John 3, verse 31 to 35, quoted. Released March 7, 1973.